You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. It's good to have you with us. We've got Coach Devlin Eden with us once again. Dev, nice to have you here. Nice to touch base.
Brad, yeah, lucky to be back again.
Question from Tony. It was a bit of a backstory, but Tony's really lost his motivation at the moment. He's been making great progress, picked up a bit of a niggling Achilles injury, and then had a death in the family. So he says, needless to say, I haven't had much motivation to run, especially with the Achilles still sore. He says, so I need a new plan and get back to where I was, re-energized, and I need to stop bloody feeling sorry for myself. What advice can you give Tony?
Yeah, so look, Tony, firstly, just from the team, condolences. Yeah, that's never great. And also, you can completely understand your lack of motivation. I think the first thing is the fact that you have sort of identified the need or the want to get back into it. So that's always a good starting point. Coming off having a little bit of a niggling injury and not having run for a while, my advice would definitely be just to start out much slower. Take it week by week. The big priority now needs to really make sure that we can get you injury free and get over that bit of a nagging injury. And really starting with easy runs and building yourself back up. So the sort of common mistake we might make is to try and dive straight back into it and think we can pick up where we left off. Unfortunately, we can't. So my suggestion is have that accountability, start sort of just ticking boxes and getting back into it slowly. Definitely be in touch with us regularly in the forum so that we are aware on your progress as well. But my suggestion would be to make strength a big priority and start off short, easy runs and just try and get consistent again more than anything else.
Yeah, and just get out there and try and get the love for it back, yeah. I guess. Cool. Dev, thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. Tony, thanks for being in touch, and we look forward to catching up again soon in the forums. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.